Right. So then, are you in science? Are you in the scientific field?
Maharaj, I'm in actually life science field. Actually, I have done my master's in medical biochemistry, and
Oh.
then in bioinformatics, Maharaj. I'm
Gotcha,
working for
nice.
one company. I'm working for a company in intellectual property rights field, IPR field.
I see.
Yeah, it's filing patents, filing for the new inventions of the scientists, like that.
So do you think that life comes from matter?
Oh no, not at all. I have a little. I have heard from the parampara and the great people like you, Maharaj. I have understood also that whatever this science is all mundane, and it explains only it is all basically a hypothesis. Not the. I mean, it's covered by a lot of Maya too.
Yes. All right.
Because
Very nice.
the real scientist is Lord Krishna, and he has created. He has answers in his creation itself, the creation which he created.
Yes. Ball.
Yeah,
Very good.
are probably very enthusiastic.
Yes.
Yeah,
Then
yes, Maharaj.
have you written anything on this subject? Have you written anything?
I had read Prabhu on net, and some books also, like Science and Spirituality. Some books one of my devotee friend had given to me. I had read, so I have as of now, I have a fair little fair knowledge on these things, Prabhu. So
Okay.
I'm of course all with the mercy of all devotees,
Yes.
and of course with the blessings of great people like you. So I'm
Yes.
very, very excited, and very blessed. I feel like very lucky to have your association, Prabhu, actually.
Well, we're very happy to have your association also,
No,
Prabhu.
it is like we are all very, very young, and we need to learn a lot, Maharaj, from you,
Maharaj,
actually.
actually, our this Prabhuji is a friend of our Biswanath. Last time he joined in our conference.
Yes, I
So
remember.
our Manjunath Reddy Prabhuji is a friend, actually. Biswanath given the address. Biswanath.
Mr. Vishwanath from Vishwanath Prabhu from Bangalore, actually. He was telling about you, Maharaj, actually. So I was very eager to meet you, and then through Suresh he got I mean so I got your blessings, actually. I'm very
Okay.
happy, actually, today, on
Yes.
this particular day.
Hare Krishna. So that's yes, we are trying, we are trying to do Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. He founded this Bhaktivedanta Institute to preach especially to the scientists, the scientific community. He had a few scientists, Bhaktisroop Damodar Maharaj and myself, and one other devotee, his name is Sataputta, who has written many books actually on the scientific topics of Krishna consciousness. And
I have
just
heard his name, Prabhu.
yes, he has written this Forbidden Archaeology and many different books on different subjects. And anyhow, his Prabhupada's intention was that we should approach the scientific community in their language, using their language, using their terminology, their ideas, and try to show how there is something very basically missing in their whole approach. And that especially in relation to the idea, the concept of life, that the whole principle that life is simply a combination of molecules is scientifically wrong. Right?
That's got that's that that
It is not scientifically, if one looks carefully at the situation, we can't possibly assume or presume that life is
yeah
simply a combination of molecules. It simply will not
yeah
be rational to go on in that direction. And the problem is, however, that the scientists are believing this firmly, and they are teaching that to other people, and they are making so many technological advancements on the basis of chemistry and physics and so forth, that the people in general are becoming misled by that
That's
whole
correct. That's correct,
philosophy,
Maharaj. That's correct. You are
that whole
correct.
philosophy of materialism and empiricism, empiric approach to knowledge. They're all becoming, hypnotized, you can say,
It
by
is
this
like
scientific.
they are qualified. Prabhupada used to call them as qualified rascals, actually. So they themselves are qualified, they say, but they are qualified
they
rascals.
Yes, they have the intelligence, but it's being
but they are not using for the right purpose.
It's being captured by Maya. So in the Bhagavad Gita, it's called Maya Paritho Jnana.
Maya Paritho Jnana, yes, Maharaj.
Yeah,
Maya Paritho Jnana, that intelligence they have, but it's been stolen by illusion. That's, in other words, their intelligence is completely absorbed in an illusory conception of reality.
That's
and
correct,
in that, and with that good intelligence, they are creating all these fancy ideas and technological developments and
like
all these
cloning
things.
And other things. Yes,
but it's all... But it's all based on a fundamental misunderstanding and mistake, and by that process they are misleading the entire civilization, human civilization. So it's a very serious thing.
That's
very
correct, Prabhu. Actually, there is one great thing. If I can speak for a minute, actually.
Yes,
in
of
this,
course.
Yeah, this is one beautiful incident I read recently on the biography of the great scientist Albert Einstein. When he found, he was a great admirer of Bhagavad Gita, Maharaj. Actually, if you read his biography, it is mentioned actually. After he found out this energy mass equivalence, the relationship between the energy and mass, that is equal to mc square equation.
Right.
So there was one function arranged, I think, somewhere in US, so to honor Einstein. So, and everybody, all the people across the globe, all the great so-called scientists went and visited that particular function and in the facilitation function of Albert Einstein. And from that, I think from India also some 2-3 people went, especially Sir J.C. Bose and Sir C.V. Raman and one Mr. Ramesh Shastri from Mysore. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So and when he was when Einstein was being told by all the other scientists that you have done such a great discovery without which our further science would not be developing, then he said okay thank you like that. But when it came to Indians actually, when Sir C.V. Raman and Mr. Ramashastri told that you have done such a great discovery, he just laughed and said, see, those people, they are telling it is a great discovery because they are ignorant. But you being Indians and that too you are coming from a Vedic civilization, are you not ashamed to tell this to me? That's what he said. You please. Then Einstein actually, Maharaj, he started talking in Sanskrit language, which these people felt very difficult to understand. Sir C.V. Raman said, please, we beg your pardons, Einstein sir, because please do speak in English because we find Sanskrit difficult to understand. Then he said, he really told them, you are then unfit to be persons from Vedic civilization. You please come to my library. Karke, he took them into his library and he showed him the collection of all the epics, especially Bhagavata Purana, Ramayana and Mahabharata epics and the Bhagavad Gita with a neat frame he had put, and he used to worship Bhagavad Gita every day. And he told them, see, this energy mass equivalence is explained in the second chapter of Bhagavata, that is in Sankhya Yoga chapter. You please go and read that particular verse. Huh. So
where did you read this?
One of my friend had given me this autobiography of Albert Einstein, Prabhu. So it is there in that actually. He himself has written it.
I'd never heard that. But I, you know, like I'm a little suspicious because I've never heard it. And sometimes I have found that especially in India, the people will write something about a particular person that is not true. They have simply made it up and put it as that person's, you know, words, just to glorify India. So we have to be very careful with these things.
Your friend told me that this is the autobiography of Einstein, which is written by Albert Einstein himself.
Say so many things, but we have to check very carefully.
Check it, authoritative checking is important, actually.
Because we are
scientific, you know, background persons. So when we write also, when we write a paper also, and we cite in all references actually. So people, you know, without reference, they will not give any importance to that, because Albert Einstein's biography is available in many of the famous libraries. We have to check that actually.
Yeah. That's correct.
But I know, I heard that he made some comments.
They have omitted that.
Yes.
Yes, I heard that he made some comments on the Bhagavad Gita. That again, we have to check carefully.
Yes.
But if he has made those comments, he seemed to be very favorable.
Yes.
And that would be very nice to know.
Yes.
That I think, as you, as Maharaj said, you are correct, Maharaj. I agree with you completely, because we have to check, because devotee, we as a devotee, we should not get fooled by anybody.
Yes, I was surprised.
I was surprised a couple of times. I read some things that had been written about different.
Yeah, sometimes different it happens, Prabhu. I also came through some experiences also. Then I got those doubts clarified with people like you, Maharaj.
Yes, and then also there have been the English, when they came, the British, when they came to India, they began writing things, taking arguments from Veda and the Vedic literature and twisting it and turning it into something ugly.
Yeah, according to their own nose.
And even making false propaganda, they took the literature and distorted it and turned it into something that it wasn't and presented that as the authentic literature. So we have to be very careful with this type of propaganda work. But it goes on both sides. So it's always best to check very carefully the sources from where it came and make sure that it's
authentic.
The
authenticity of the source.
And our process of spiritual knowledge is also like that.
Yes.
We just don't take anything that is said and accept it as the absolute. We have to be very careful where that knowledge is coming from and how it is represented, and if it is actually there in the scriptures or if it actually has some rational validity. All those things we must investigate. Guru Shastra Sadhu is there, then we have to check with Guru, we have to check with the sadhus, and we have to check with the Shastra. All three, this is a proper way of making inquiry about the absolute truth. Not that we should just rely on one process and thereby risk the possibility of being bewildered and illusioned again. Even though we are searching for the absolute truth, we can also become diverted.
Yeah, the process. There is a lot of chance. That's correct.
Yes. So sometimes that happens, even in a massive way, and then at that time. When the religion is completely confused, then Krishna comes himself.
Yes.
Krishna has to come himself. When dharma is completely obliterated by all this cheating propensity of people, then he has to come himself to set things straight.
Yes.
Very nice. This is the absolute one.
Yes, we have thankfully, by some mercy, Prabhupada's mercy and Krishna's mercy, Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have the real McCoy, the real thing coming to us again after so many thousands of years, hundreds of years. And so we're trying to, and the more we apply our scientific thinking to that, the more we can understand how valuable and how true it is. This kind of knowledge, once you apply your scientific thinking to it, if it confirms what is being said, then you know that you're on the right path. When your scientific reasoning confirms that yes, what they are saying is true, and somehow or other we have been misled all this time. Then we can understand
that is for sure, Maharaj. Actually, we have been misled already. So only thing now we are seeking for the right path right now.
Yes, not only that we are seeking, but we want to help others also understand. And this is the important emphasis that the Institute has, is to try to correct that misunderstanding among others. What we understand ourselves to be true, we have to try to convince the others also that look at this from a more objective perspective. Don't simply go on what you understood from the past, what you've accepted blindly.
That's correct.
Dogmatically presumed. See, we're making a dogmatic presumption that reality is simply material.
Yes.
But why? Where is that assumption? Where is that assumption based on? To make an axiomatic presumption like that, and not try to understand what is the foundation from which that axiom has been proposed, without understanding that basis, then we're accepting that blindly only. And the whole system of science is built up on that blind assumption that reality is simply material.
Yes.
That is the foundation itself is wrong. That's what.
Yes.
That,
so we
that's
want to
correct.
Take a. We want to.
So
take
that's
action.
correct. That something. Yeah, able to. We are able to hear you, Maharaj. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the scientist is not being included, and so we want to start this newsletter that will discuss this science and scientist, where how is the scientist to be included in the discussion of reality? And if the scientist, the consciousness, is not there, then how can there even be science? Right? If there's
correct,
only
yeah.
the if there's only the object of science, then where does
That's
how
correct.
Does science arise without the consciousness of that object, right?
That's
if there's
correct.
No
That's correct.
if there's no cognition, if cognition is not a fundamental feature of reality, then what is the question of there being any kind of science to speak of? And yet,
very much correct.
How does cognition?
Correct.
How is cognition come out of matter, huh? Of objective matter? How does cognition arise out of that?
No. Yeah, that cannot. Right.
No.
But many scientists, especially in the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and some other great research institutes of across the world, people are believing still. Now that, especially on the human cloning, if you see, everywhere people are telling now the male and the female are not at all required to produce offsprings. You can produce by taking other cell and you can clone it and then produce it. So the science is able to create life, like Karke, they are doing a propaganda, Maharaj, actually. You might have read in papers and all.
Yes, but even that, the cloning, they are taking it from a living entity and they have to take certain part of that living entity in order to make the clone. And so the soul is already there. I mean, it's already there.
Yeah, because
cell.
Normally whenever I'm trying to convince other people, sometimes I face this problem. Then I'm telling that they are able to take, they are not able to create it. They are taking the part and just mixing it. Everything
that's
is
right.
there.
That's right.
So,
they're just taking the DNA. They're just taking the D particular type of DNA and switching it from one cell to another cell. But the cell is already living. You know, the cell already has some life in it. Right.
That's correct. That's
they don't
correct.
Put it, they don't just take it from a chemical combination and make it.
But
a clone is not just.
Mayavadi is what, wherever, to whomever I am speaking to, trying to convince them, they're telling, no, as of now, they're taking living cell. In future, we'll be able to develop without a living
future,
cell also.
In future, they're making so many promises. In future, they're making so many promises and taking your money in the meantime. You two fund us, that we will do this and we will do that. You give us your millions of dollars and we will do so many things for you in the future. And people are believing.
That's correct, Maharaj. That's correct. Actually, in this, I would like to share this concept, Maharaj. Actually, recently, this Polo, the Pluto planet, was regarded as by the scientists as it's not a planet because it's not in the round shape.
Right.
And that news came up, no, Prabhu, 2-3 months back it came up actually to the world, saying that Pluto is not going to be a planet and it will be removed from the 9 planets.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So that is the Ketu Graha, we call it as in our terminologies. And there actually, one more funny thing was that the NASA had spent around, had a plan of one project with worth $10 billion to launch a product, navigation to Pluto, it seems. And later they found that Pluto is not in the round shape, so that project stands cancelled. Spending so much of people's money and wasting this one actually. And the other thing is that the Veda Vyasa, Vishnu Dvaipayana Veda Vyasa has composed one mantra for all the Navagrahas. And the Ketagraha mantra goes like this. It is like Palastrapushpasankasham Tharakagrahamastakam Raudram Raudratmakam Goram Tam Ketum Pranamamaham. That is for the Pluto Graha, Pluto planet.
Oh.
So he says, Veda Vyasa Rishi says that the Pluto is in the shape of Palastrapushpasankasham. The Palastrapushpam, when it gets bloomed, so you are in that shape, like that it is being told. So this way, especially when flower blooms, it will not be brown.
Where does that come from? Where is that written? What's scripture?
This is from the Vedas, Prabhu.
Oh, from Veda.
This is from Veda.
From which Veda?
Rigveda. 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 Veda. So all Navagraha Stotras are in Rigvedas, no Maharaj.
Hmm.
Vishnu Dwapayana Vedavyasa was believed to be the incarnation of the part of the Supreme Lord himself. So
yes.
He only wrote all the scriptures. There is said other than the Vishnu which Vishnu taught, or other than what Vedavyasa wrote, they are all nonsense. That's what a Sanatana Dharma follower should believe. That's what people say.
Exactly.
So
that's,
yeah. That so that's what except like. So we should believe what Lord directly said. So who can better explain the qualities of Lord than Lord himself?
Yes. So you know that Prabhupada also wanted us to make one a planetarium
yeah.
with the based on the Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in which all the descriptions of the planetary systems are given. And
that's
also on another book. On another book we also had to base it on was this called the Brihad Bhagavatamrita of Sanatana
uh-huh.
Goswami. And
uh-huh.
that described not only the material but the spiritual spheres also, spiritual
uh-huh.
planets.
Even the development of life also is told in the Bhagavatam, Maharaj.
Yeah.
You know
yes.
that, no,
yes.
Maharaj.
Yeah,
yes. The development of the baby and then the mother's womb
yes.
also is
yes.
being scientifically explained in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam.
So all of that
even,
we want to... we want to use as the paradigm, as the basic concept upon which we will develop our scientific explanation of what's going on in the universe. And the important point of all that explanation is that we can't just think in terms of the sense experience. Hmm? What we are experiencing with our senses is shaped by what our consciousness, the form of consciousness we have. The form of consciousness we bring, that we carry
it's
with
like,
us,
it's like
is,
bhavam
determining,
bhavati.
Is determining
yeah.
what we see, what we experience. Mm-hmm. It's not that we
That's
simply
right.
experience something, and what we see is what it is. And that's called naive realism. You know, you heard of this? Naive realism? Naive realism means what I see, that's what it is. What I'm seeing is directly coming into me through my eyes. And what is coming to me through my eyes is what is out there in the world.
Right. Oh, it is like Edbhavam Tadbhavati concept, Prabhu. So as you, the consciousness, what level of your consciousness you are, so you are going to see the world.
Atmavan manyate jagat. Yes, Atmavan manyate jagat. What you are, as you are, so you see the world. So
That's
depending
correct.
On this, depending on the form of consciousness we bring with us, that we will experience as the world, and then that
yeah.
means that if you change your consciousness, the world will also change. What you call the world, that will also change. Everything will change, depending on the development of consciousness. And so all of that is explained in the Bhagavatam and in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. All those things are explained in the Vaishnava tradition. But that is unknown. That is unknown to the scientists. Who are in their practically animal consciousness, and they are seeing things according to the animal consciousness of just what is there, that's it. Nothing else is required. Nothing else
that's
is required
correct.
To understand except what they are seeing, what they are touching, what they are smelling. And,
there is no Chaitanya inside.
It's coming directly from there, yes. And that's only material. Material aspect has to be understood. The conscious aspect can be neglected.
Is being neglected. That's correct. It becomes a great challenge for the devotees also. That's what I feel, Maharaj, actually.
Right.
Even to
but
live
then
with
if,
the,
then if you read, if you read,
these kind
if
of materialistic
you,
beings in midst of the...
Yes, but then if you read some, even of the some of the Western philosophers, I don't know if you have read anything like Immanuel Kant, for instance. Immanuel Kant, he made a very nice philosophy that... they wrote one book called The Critique of Pure Reason and Critique of Judgment and other important books. Anyhow, he understood something very deep about this, how we experience things. He said what he called the Copernican Revolution. You know Copernicus in Western philosophy.
Copernicus.
Copernicus. He was the one that said that the sun is the center, not the earth. The earth is not the center of the universe. The sun is the center. That's Copernicus. He made that discovery. Huh? So that was a big revolution for the Western scientists. Yeah, that the sun was the center, not the earth was the center, and a big revolution occurred in the scientific understanding of the universe because of Copernicus. Anyhow, that was a major change in scientific understanding when that came. And similarly, Kant said that he made another Copernican revolution in thought. Because he said previously people were thinking that the object is the real thing and the mind has to conform to the object. The mind... Uh-huh. has to conform to the whatever the object is, the mind has to try to understand the object. And the mind is completely passive. The mind is completely passive and the object is the thing that's making the determination of what the mind has to do. Like that. But then Kant said no, that's not like that. Kant proved that through logic and reasoning, he proved that the mind has to have a certain form that it gives to the object. The mind has a certain structure. He called it architecture or architectonic. And that architectonic of the mind gives a particular form of a spatio and temporal dimensions to the object. And that's why we see everything in terms of space and time is because of the way the mind is structured. We can't even speak of an object. Now, of course, everyone should realize this, but we can't even say object unless there is a subject that gives it that determination as being an object.
Yes.
What does it mean? What does it mean to say object without there being an intender, some intention, some subjective intention to call it an object?
Yes.
To whom is it an object?
Correct.
You can't simply say object and think there is no to whom that is object.
Horrible. That's correct.
Yes, Kant tried to show, explain all those things. Even to speak of object, there has to be the particular structure of a consciousness in order to say object.
This matter coincides with one of the verse from the Venkatachalapathi Suprabhatam, actually. That is, Pragnam Padartha Sulabham Paramam Prasute. Means the Pragna, the consciousness, should understand what is there inside the Padartha, that is matter. They have to understand that this Padartha is illusion, and finally what is there inside, the Chaitanya is the supreme, and that is the created by the Lord himself, the supreme Chaitanya.
Very nice. I'm glad you have so much knowledge.
This is like...
You have so much knowledge of Shastra. Very nice. You have done a lot of study. You have done a lot of study in these things. Nice.
Yes.
It is there in the Venkatachalapathi Suprabhatam, which is believed to be written by Vedavyasa Maharshi himself. Right. So, because, I mean, he says at the end of the Suprabhatam, the 32nd shloka, says, Ittam Rishashalapathairiha Suprabhatam, He Manava Pradidam Paditam Pravrittaha, Tesham Prabhata Samaye Spruti Rangabhajam, Pragnam Padartha Sulabham Paramam Prasute. Means, by whoever, for at least for the namesake, tell the name of the Lord, glorify the name of the Lord in the Prabhata Samaya, during the sunrise, will understand that all this matter is Maya and the real reality is the Supreme. So that's what the last cloak of the Suprabhatam says, Maharaj.
Maharaj, our Prabhuji is from Andhra Pradesh. So this Venkatesh, actually we all, like my mother tongue is also from Telugu, Maharaj, even though I belong
to
Orissa. So this Suprabhatam is, you know, like every morning our South Indian, they listen, Maharaj. This is prayers to Lord Venkateswara, Krishna.
Okay. Venkateswara is Krishna. It is basically Krishna.
Wonderful. That's just wonderful. You're so fortunate. You're so fortunate. Now you must give that fortune, good fortune to others. By your good fortune, you have to help others to understand what is that wonderful treasure, that great wealth that you have from your tradition, that you have to distribute that wealth to others. That will be very pleasing to Mahaprabhu because he came with that purpose only, to distribute the wealth of Krishna consciousness to everyone, because people all over the world are suffering because of lack of this proper knowledge and being misdirected by these rascal scientists. Of course, they don't know what they are doing. They are all foolish.
Very sorry to say that Actually, sorry to say that, especially we are, I'm also falling in that particular rascal group only as of now. Doing scientific this one inventions here and telling that
actually,
claiming that
and try to direct their attention more to the spiritual side, and also the teachers, of course, they have to be the first ones to convince, so that they can they are misdirecting all the so many students, and if we can convince the teachers, then they can probably direct them again. You know, and then all these difficulties that the world is facing, many people are becoming very discouraged, depressed, and suicidal, and even homicidal. You know, this terrorism and all these things, human bombs, making people into bombs. You know, all based on misunderstanding. If people were taught that each of us is a part and parcel of God,
yes.
How you can harm someone else, right?
That's possible?
Maharaj Prabhupada is saying the same thing.
Especially in the name of religion. They're saying in the name of religion they are harming others. What's that, Prabhu?
Prabhupada was saying, I was listening one lecture of Prabhupada in a like interview to media. If one becomes Krishna consciousness, he becomes, you know, friend to even and he will look that he is part and parcel of Krishna.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, that is the person who worships Vasudeva, for him it is Vasudeva Kutumba. The entire earth is one Kutumba, one family.
Yes.
So it is Vasudeva's devotees, Vasudeva Kutumba. That's what it is. The universe, there is one Prabhupada lecture I just read, Maharaj, I happened to read, that he gave this lecture in the United Nations Organization speech session long back, I think, way back in 1970s, just before, 2-3 years before the disappearance of Prabhupada Maharaj. So he used to tell the real United Nations organization is not that what U.S. is leading here. It is Srimad Bhagavatam. So where what are requirements of real United Nations organization is spelled out by the Lord himself.
Yes, of course. So that science is there. That one by pleasing Krishna.
Yes.
By giving all service, all satisfaction, all ownership, all whatever we have, by giving that to, by recognizing that Krishna is the proprietor, the controller, and the enjoyer of the whole of creation, that's the right peace. That's the right attitude that we have to take in order to have peace. That's the only attitude that will bring peace when we understand that scientifically. He said, just like when you put water on the root of the plant of the tree, when you put water on the plant on the root. Then the leaf gets it, right? The branch gets the water.
That's correct. Right?
But if you try to serve all the leaves, all the branches, nothing, the tree will die, isn't it? So these people who are trying to help one another, they think, we have to help these people, those people over here, and what's happening? They're all dying anyhow. With all the money they are putting into helping all these things, they are still dying, still fighting one another, killing one another. Why? Because they're missing. They are missing the scientific understanding of the reality.
There is somebody, I don't know, some quotation has come today, Prabhu, in this month's Wisdom magazine. He says, today I just put it across my Google Talk headline, as a headline for my Google Talk today. That is, to love the Creator first. If you want to love the Creator, you must first love His creation. That's what he says. I don't know who said this, but I mean, in the sense, you must be merciful to all the creator. I mean, all the creatures of the creation of the Lord.
Yeah, that's like trying to put. That's like saying that the hand can pick up the food and give it to the other hand, and this way the other hand can get some food also. It doesn't do like that. It takes the food and it gives it away. It doesn't even take it for itself. The hand doesn't take the food even for itself. It gives it to the mouth.
Yes.
And from there it goes after all that.
Very nice.
Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adagopta, Sarva Karana Karanam. You see, the cause of all causes is not you or me or some group of people.
Yes.
It is Krishna, Ishvara Parama, who is the controller of all. He is the Sarva Karana Karanam. He's the cause of all the causes that are going on in this world. And those who don't realize this. Those
that's
who don't
correct.
Realize
that's
this.
Playing. That's correct.
Yeah. That yeah. Those who don't realize this, they are.
Haribo. Trunamapi na chalati toma agnavina. Even for a dust particle to fly from here to there, it is all by the will and wish of the Lord himself. So you are even less than that dust particle. That's what Vaishnava should believe. Karke. I think Ramanujacharya once said, I read somewhere, I remember now, Prabhu.
Yes.
Since this topic came.
This is the real peace formula, see? Prabhupada and the scriptures, they are giving this real peace formula. They're giving this real scientific knowledge of how to have peace, how to have happiness, how to have a real auspiciousness and success.
Yes.
Not only that, success in life. Nice. Because our life is not meant to be lived out here in this plane of Mrityulok. Mrityulok, you know?
Uh-huh.
Plane of death. We are not meant to live in this
Maharaj,
plane.
Please, I beg your pardon. Sir. I have a call from my senior scientist.
Okay.
Just be online, Prabhu. One minute.
No problem. Okay.
Hello.
Maharaj, actually, you know.
Sir, tell me, sir.
I was reading this one of the, our scripture. I think Prabhupada's, lecture.
Ah.
So Prabhupada is telling, like this Hiranyakashipu Maharaj. So Hiranyakashipu, actually he used to take away the food from Mother Earth forcefully by creating some fear Maharaj. So the same thing is what happening with scientists also,
so
Maharaj.
Sulfate is just sulfate salt of glucose and hydrochloride.
Yes.
Anyhow,
yes, we can add the same dosage of sulfate and
this nice devotee in some service of the institute that has created this whole movement of young people. It's called Interfaith Movement.
Yes.
And he become very famous. He's written some books and stuff like that. So here is a person who understands what the problem is, the main problem, the chief crisis that is facing the world today. He has understood it.
Yes.
And it lies with the young people.
Yes.
And he's trying to engage them, trying to show them how they can make their religious, the deepest religious sense relevant in a world where that whole style of life and thinking is being threatened,
yes,
being suppressed.
Hallelujah.
So this work that we are doing is also for that purpose. We have to remember there are many young people who are being taught this materialism, yes, and what it is doing is actually crushing their whole spiritual life, crushing their spiritual nature.
Yes.
And that's got to come out in some way. That reaction will come to them eventually.
Yes.
Because we are spirit by nature. Our reality is that we are spiritual. And if we don't act if we don't act to feed that soul, to feed that reality, then a great frustration will build up. And we don't know what will happen. We don't know what will happen.
What is the end? Where will go in the end?
So we must feed that soul. We must feed them the knowledge of spirit, the scientific knowledge of spirit and of Krishna consciousness, so that they may feel joy in their lives, and that frustration will not come to them, and they will become happy, and the whole world will change. Huh? The whole atmosphere of the world will change. So we can't be happy by ourselves when the whole world is in turmoil. That's not possible. Prabhupada told there's no question of happiness without peace.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
If you're in the midst of war, what is the question of being happy in this world?
Yes.
And if there's no happiness, if there's no peace, then what is the question of meditating on Krishna?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
If every minute you're being bombed by somebody, if you're being bombed every time you go out to the street,
yes,
huh? The threat of being bombed,
no,
and how you can...
No peace of mind, Maharaj, only pieces of mind.
Happy, yes. You can't sit in your house even peacefully without thinking, oh, some bomb might come. How I can think of Krishna,
yes,
at this time? Okay?
Yes.
Some bomb might come on my house. Then what is the question of thinking of Krishna?
Yes. Okay?
So it's necessary. That peace in the world is necessary if we want to even meditate on.
So Maharaj, do you think that, like, whenever some, great, like great movement or, a great kingdom is established, there is a war before that, Maharaj. Like Ramchandra established the kingdom, so there was a big war, Maharaj. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king, before that a big war, Maharaj. So I think, Maharaj, so to establish, this, like kingdom of Lord, I think before that there will be a big war, like Prabhupada also told.
I don't know. I think there's a war going on now.
Now
that war, the big war, is already going on.
Going on.
And that's the war between matter. That's the war between the demons and the devotees.
No, that is with the first Sushesh Maharaj. It is that. I mean,
hello.
Yeah, Dharmana star avatar of the Lord will happen in the fourth pada of the Kali as per the Bhavishya Purana. So, which in which Lord will come in the form of Kalki and chop off the all demonic person's head.
We have now another 400,000 years before that happens.
Yeah, that's so. For that, definitely it will not apply to us. So we have to think about the people who are
now. There's a
now.
War. I see that now there's a war going on between demons and devotees.
Yes.
And so the devotees also have to have something to do.
Yes.
Of course, we have to think. There's several ways to think of that.
Yes.
But anyhow, and the order of Gurudev, of Srila Prabhupada, we are doing this. We are taking up this kind of preaching.
Yes. Guru Maharaj told Maharaj, there is always a war between Suraj and Asuraj.
Yes. Yes. So, like I said, I explained before, of course, the ultimate way to bring peace is through serving Krishna, putting the water on the root.
Yes.
But at the same time, Guru has given us this type of service,
yes,
that preaching and making conferences and things like that,
yes,
writing books.
Yes.
And so if we follow that, then I think we are serving Krishna properly. We're watering the root to that service.
Yes, Maharaj.
And so we're doing like that in a humble way, but anyhow, we have to do it. We can't just be passive.
Yes, yes,
Maharaj. Very well.
So you try, I like to inspire you to take up some active service, Prabhu, and then you can, feel that nectar, not more fully, huh?
Yes.
And give that to others, give that taste to others.
Yes. Our Gaurchandra Maharaj actually joined, but he cannot speak, I think. But he joined just when this, our Maharaj started speaking about this, Muslims, this thing.
Oh, yes.
So he's very much inspired to, this inter-religious preaching.
Yeah, yes. So that's good. Yeah. I gave him
Prabhu,
some.
Shushen, Prabhu is sending me a file, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, file I'm sending. For newsletter, you can accept
it. Okay, I got it.
Yes. So,
right. Yeah,
accept. So, yes, I gave Gaurchandra Prabhu some links of how we can preach to the Muslims, how Krishna consciousness can be presented to the Muslims.
Yes.
Several devotees have written some books. Several devotees have lived out there in the Muslim countries, actually. And they have been presenting Krishna consciousness in that very difficult environment.
Yes.
Because there, even you preach about some other religion, you can get killed.
Yes.
They're so strict.
Arriba.
So, but they are preaching and they have written some books on how to preach to the Muslims so that you don't get killed. And at the same time, teach the proper message of Prabhupada to them. And they are even buying, they even have one Gita in the, what is that language? Parsi? No, what are they?
Urdu.
What, the Muslim?
Urdu?
Huh?
Urdu?
Urdu, Urdu. Arabi. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Haribol. Jai Haribol, Gaura Chandra Prabhu. Haribol.
So, I think Maharaj actually I'm sending this file to our Manjunath Reddy Prabhuji, so you can see the file, and if you can help in designing this little bit, improving the design.
Yes.
So that will be
I'm just it's being received, Prabhu, on my side. It's being received.
Yes. It will take some time.
I'm seeing the it's being received, and my system is also receiving files, and my mind also receiving knowledge, actually, since half an hour. So both are downloading the same, actually. My artificial neural network is also downloading.
Yes. Maharaj
the natural neural network also downloading the knowledge from Maharaj. That's what I can say.
Guru Maharaj said
downloading,
once.
But my hard disk is, that's what I feel, it's too small. The only thing I have to if I increase my hard disk size, whatever, additionally I can get the additional drops, Maharaj.
Guru Maharaj, actually, one devotee asked Guru Maharaj from a computer science background.
Uh-huh.
Computer science background.
Uh-huh.
That, how we can use this computer science knowledge in the service of Krishna. Then Guru Maharaj explained about, you know, many things like we are writing books and, you know, doing, you know, so many services. We are connecting with devotees. So maybe we can write a book on how can we utilize this computer knowledge in service of Krishna, Guru Maharaj told. And Guru Maharaj explained him like many things. Many things he explained him in the, you know. And Guru Maharaj wanted Maharaj that we should have, you know, this Skype satsang, you know, this internet satsang.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So Guru Maharaj wanted this.
Yeah.
Yes. So somehow by Guru Maharaj's order, and it is manifesting through you, Maharaj, now.
Yes. I'm happy.
I'm very blessed and happy to be a part of this satsang, actually. Skype satsang.
Yeah. Well, I'm also happy. I'm going to put you on my contact list. Is that okay? I have your permission. add you to my contact. Let me see.
Hari Bol. It is like mother asking that shall I prepare food for you? So once I'm the son of a mother, mother needs to prepare. Actually, there is no go. Otherwise the kid will die. Actually. otherwise, I will die. That's what I wanted to tell. So we belong to Matro Upanishad, Matro Upanyasaka, this one, in the Sri Vaishnava Parampara, the Tenkalai Vaishnavas.
Yeah.
So actually, when we do Sankalpa, it is like the Markata Upanishad, of the Vadagalai Vaishnavas and the Tenkalai Vaishnavas having the Matro Upanishad. Means, when we do the Sankalpa to do puja for the Lord Vishnu, we say Bhagavad Agnaya Bhagavad Kainkaryasya. Means the relationship that exists between the Vaishnavas and the Vishnu is that of the mother and the son relationship. So that's what is. So when son wants the mother, he will just cry. So then mother will come in running of him. So when we want Lord Krishna, you just cry. Lift both of your hands and cry. Where are you, Krishna? Krishna, hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dinabandhu. Just he will come and catch you. That's what we believe.
Yes, but Prabhupada also told that. He said that when you are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that it should be like the genuine cry of the baby for his mother. Hara, mother Hare Krishna, please come and gaze me in your gaze me in your service.
Yeah.
We are crying for service.
Yes.
And give the spiritual food also. The mother is coming, running and giving the food.
Our food is service. Without service, we die.
Yes. Yes.
With service, we feel alive. When we have service, we feel alive. When we have no service, we feel like we are living dead. The living dead. Or we may be living, but we feel dead because we have no service connection with us, with the Lord, with the divine. So our prayer is for service. Always looking at how I can serve. Then we will feel some connection with that world. It's a service world. We are engaged now in the plane of exploitation.
Yes.
The plane of exploitation. Everything we are trying to use for our service, our own service. In the spiritual world is the plane of dedication. We are trying to use ourself and everything in the service of Krishna.
One point I wanted to add, Maharaj, here that I think I read one of the article which Srila Prabhupada had written on Aksharabhyasam. So normally in Hindu, being our Indian tradition, Aksharabhyasam is a thing when the kid wanted to go to Gurukula. So they will teach him the first, on that day one function will be held and they will teach him the first letter, that Om. I think you know that, Maharaj.
Yes.
So that is aksharam means the abhyasam means the practice. So akshara abhyasa can be split into akshara and abhyasa. So it is akshara meaning abhyasa meaning practice. Akshara is having again two parts. That is a plus kshara. Kshara means which is degradable. So what is degradable is the body. What is akshara? Akshara is which is not degradable.
Yeah.
Which is not degradable is the soul.
Yeah.
And the knowledge that you are a soul, not this body, to be obtained through aksharas. That is through letters. That is by reading Vedic literature. That's why it is called aksharabhyasam. Karke Prabhupada used to, I think he had explained in one of the lectures. I happened to read that, Maharaj.
Yeah, very nice. It's perfect.
Prabhuji read so many things, has a lot of knowledge.
That's what, as I said, and keep on going, and I have to keep on say that many things are, my mind has become place for, for many things are flooding and getting downloaded very fast, as fast, more faster compared to Shushan Das Prabhu's this one.
You had good upbringing, and now in the that's what happens when you have the good upbringing, good sanskar. Yes. Then in the presence of the devotees, that all comes into bloom. It all blossoms. Yes.
Hari,
when we come
Hari
in the
well.
Presence of the Hari devotees, it all comes to blossom.
So
it's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very
Hari
happy
well.
That you are that we have your company, and hoping that you can inspire us also, and that if we can inspire
Hari
you,
well.
That
Hari
would
well.
Be very nice.
Yeah. Maharaj, actually, he will be joining in this Sunday. He told our this Skype
okay.
conference. So right. And also I think the file if you receive, and he can like sometime in the evening we can discuss Prabhuji, Manjunath Reddy Prabhuji. So you can give your suggestions how to improve, and or if you do some improvement also you can tell what how it okay. That way we can slowly and by
yes. I'll be going through I've just downloaded
yes,
it it's
yes,
completed I'm
yes,
opening it
yes.
But I think I'll be
yeah you'd go through it and go through it and try to think of improving the design, and also if you like some article part also we are not yet finalized the articles, we are working on those. So we can do some nice designing, and in this way, service we can, if we can by Guru Maharaj and Maharaj, and all devotees' blessings, we can, inspire some other, devotees also to do something. That will be nice.
I've also finished my. I think I finished my article.
Yes,
Maharaj. I was going to write for the newsletter.
Yes, Maharaj.
The Science of Happiness.
Yes.
I can send that to you. It's about 3,000 words.
Yes, Maharaj.
A little long.
Yes, Maharaj. So, Maharaj, actually, if it is more than 2 pages or how many pages, Maharaj, it is?
It says 6 pages here.
6 pages, Maharaj. Then, actually, Maharaj, I think we can make it like a continuous article, Maharaj.
Part one.
Yes, Maharaj. We can do
part
it.
Part-wise.
So that will be good.
Yeah, of course, the article should be about 1,000.
Sushan Prabhu, its article is really wonderful, and it's asking like... I think I don't have anything to do here, actually. It's really...
what article, bro?
Really complete.
Which article?
No, Science and Scientist. I mean, whatever you're saying.
That is not my article. That is Maharaj's article.
No. The way it's presented, and it's very nice, really. It's already complete. There is nothing to add here, actually.
No. Actually, there is always improvement. Actually, Guru Maharaj used to write article. And still, actually, Guru Maharaj used to write, and he used to say that, please see the article. And, he used to give all, these things. Like, this is satsang. So whatever you also think, Krishna, because we are all part and parcel of Krishna, so Krishna can give wonderful ideas to you. So, in that way, things will improve.
Hari,
give your ideas.
Before he gives the, idea, he will also give the first 2 patients to go and read that, Prabhu.
Yes.
Then once I get qualified for undergraduate, then only I can go to postgraduate. So I will go through this
don't hesitate to give ideas
as I said you already, so when the Guru Maharaj and the disciple is like a mother and son, so it is there is no hesitation with
yes,
the mother
yes,
actually
yes.
We never feel any hesitation, and we should not also I will clarify that. So whatever foolish thought I will get, I will definitely share it with you.
We want some feedback because we can all, everyone is, we are human, we can make mistakes,
yes.
Or something is not clear or whatever,
yes.
We like to clarify that, make it as perfect as possible.
Maharaj, actually, yes.
Shushan Prabhu, I'm sending that file to you, I don't know if you see it,
Maharaj.
That Science of Happiness document, Word doc,
no,
you see it coming?
Let me see, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj, it's coming, Maharaj.
All right. And yes, you and Purushottam read that and see, and Manjunath also
yes.
can read it and see if there's any mistake,
yes.
Then or something that can be made
yes.
more clear.
Maharaj.
Then we can we can try to do that.
Maharaj, actually.
Maharaj, one second, Maharaj. When just now I was talking about mother, and my mother is online.
All right, nice. All right, you go and take care of your mom.
Maharaj, actually, this was not working. This 15 minutes it was telling previously, but now it started working, Maharaj. It is going more than 22 minutes, Maharaj.
Alright.
Sometime it shows some problem and now it is working, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. Otherwise, we're paying some money for that, then it should be working properly, you know?
Yes, Maharaj. Sometime it's showing some problem. I don't know. 15 minutes it was showing previously, but it is okay now, I think, Maharaj. Maharaj, I think by, your association and our devotee came joined today, Manjunath Prabhu, we have a nice satsang today, Maharaj.
Yes.
Hare bol.
Please convey my dandavas to your Mataji.
Hare bol.
From the devotee, Maharaj, actually the South Indians are, have the full blessings of, so many acharyas in Sri Sampradaya.
Yes, yes.
And Balaji. So they are naturally devotees, Maharaj.
Yes, I know. I can see.
Yes.
Hare bol.
Very happy. Hare bol. It's Krishna's blessings for us all.
Very
auspicious.
Hare bol.
Maharaj, actually, I got some Lakshmi actually from my, this thing, from my, scholarship. So, yes. Actually, it is now the saving is around 58,000. So, I can send next month the Lakshmi to our, this Guru Maharaj, this UBC. So, I will asking our Kinjan Prabhu this number, this SWIFT BIC number. And also this details, so that that also takes some time to process. So by the time I will be getting, I can transfer it.
Okay.
So.
Oh, Gaur Chandra says he can't hear us.
You can hear us, Prabhu? No. No, Gaur Chandra, we cannot hear.
Can you hear us? We can't hear him, but...
No, Maharaj...
No, I'm asking, can he hear us?
Yes, Maharaj.
He can hear us.
He can hear, Maharaj. Gaurchandra can hear.
He says no. Oh. He says, I said, can you hear us?
Yes.
And he said no.
Oh,
he's saying no.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't see his name here, so I don't know if he can hear us or not.
Oh, maybe he, dropped, Maharaj. Maybe.
Can you hear us?
Yes, that's why he might be dropped.
I see.
He dropped in between. Actually, this IIT, this,
Can you hear us? Yeah.
Yes.
No, he's saying no.
I said
yes,
no. Bro.
Yes, okay.
All right.
He's connecting.
You have a very good connection, Manjunath. You're very well connected.
Hare. All your mercy.
You're calling from home? Your home? No,
I'm in office.
Oh, office, okay.
Office, so, yeah. The office time is ending now, actually, already.
Yes. So you have a good connection from there. Very nice.
Yeah, here connection is good.
Yes.
Yeah, because here my boss is also, ISKCON devotee since 20 years, he's there in ISKCON, actually.
Oh, I see.
His name is, in between he called me, and I told you there is a call from me. So his name is Dr. Allegation. He's the head of R&D here. So, because he is the head here, I joined here. I left the old company and joined here just to have the association of a devotee. Having a devotee boss is the blessings of the Guru on Gauranga.
Hare Krishna.
So, in that way, I am quite happy here. So, in working also, in the midst of Maya also, I am finding some silver lining, Maharaj.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Well, you can do that in India. It's possible to find a boss who is a devotee.
Yes.
Here in America, I think it's very difficult to find someone like that.
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare bol.
Maharaj, actually, today in my department, actually my boss was asking about Mother Ganges. So I told him about Mother Ganges, this Tibhikrama pastime, Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, actually, and
yes.
Bapu. Tibhikrama, yes.
So then he was telling, oh really? They don't know still from where Ganges originated. They can go through the stream and they can find out. Then I told there are so many mystic things in Himalaya. So nobody knows those mystic things. Then I told her, okay. And many people go to take bath, I know that, to wash their sins. Yeah. You are stealing it. Like that.
So he is Korean?
Yes, yes, man.
Korean?
Yes.
Yes, I see. Yes. And he heard of Kanji, sir?
Huh? Yes.
Haribol. Very nice, very nice. I mean, the nectar of the Indian the bhakti, I mean philosophy, is being spread across the world actually now.
Yeah, Prabhupada, by Prabhupada. By Prabhupada Maharshi, already whole world is blessed. Actually, Prabhupada said.
Does he have a book?
Yes, Maharaj, I have gifted him one Korean book. All also right. I have given. So he can actually, he's a little bit less reluctant to read books. So he demands to discuss. So sometimes I slowly discuss about Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam Maharaj. Sometimes I discuss. He was discussing about, this like our, different, tradition, like, this ashramas.
Yes. Yeah, that is basically to start with for any new person. I think that will be better.
He was telling about who is Brahmana, who is Vaishnava. He was asking like that. He knows something that. He discussed because I put my tilak always. He discussed what is this tilak and how what is the significance. He discussed like that one.
Wonderful. One thing I would like to add to Sushant was this one. Even I also get into some discussions through my tilak only. Why you are putting three tilaks on Saturday? One red center, two white, that side, this side. So what is the significance? Like, people will ask. That is when I put my photo in our court website, many people come to ask that only. Then I catch hold of them and they become my friends actually.
Yes.
Of course. So Maharaj, just to it starts with, I think it's better to yes. So tilakam, as Prahlad Maharaj says in Sri Narasimha Kavacha Stotram, tilakam vinyase desu tasya grahabhayam mare trivaram japamanastu dattam varyabhi mantraha. So once you chant the name of the Lord by placing the tilakam and the 12 places tilakadharana on your the shad chakras, so it will be equivalent to the chanting the name of the Lord continuously for 1 week, three varam.
Yes.
So 3 days.
Yes.
Trivaram japamanastha dattam varyabhi mantraha.
Maharaj, actually,
very nice, actually.
Today one of the researchers here, he told your this talk was incredible. Like he told like that. I surprised that how he told like that. I generally Maharaj, actually I feel little bit because I have some always little bit out of touch of this subjects, so I a little bit feel nervous, but somehow it went well by Jagannath and your blessings, Maharaj, Guru Maharaj's nice. Blessings and all.
Hari bol. Then I think I will be. I have a lot of hope that for a 1 hour conversation with Maharaj itself, I have become so enthused, and I think if with the continuous association, I'll be flying there only. flying in the Garuda Vimana, actually. Across the globe. I mean, I just feel like so lightened enough today. Just I feel like flying outside. I mean, just my soul is not here in this Manjunath's body.
Yes.
So that is what I feel, Prabhu.
Very nice. So, now you are going to the ISKCON temple there in Bangalore?
I keep sometime. Yeah, I see. There is one ISKCON temple in Osur itself, Maharaj. I keep going there. We have a lot of temples in our village, Lord Narasimhadeva temple, and there is one temple which Arjuna constructed when they were in Vanavas, and Pandavas constructed. One Bhima Kadarchita Guha Lakshmi Narasimha temple is there, and one Arjuna Kadarchita Bhaskara Venkata Ramana temple is there. Prasanna Bhaskara Lakshmi Venkata Ramana Swami temple.
Yes.
So Sridevi, Bhudevi, Sameta, Prasanna Bhaskar, Lakshmi. So I know what I do normally as a routine practice, Maharaj. Morning after finishing my pujas in the house, I'll go to the temple on the way. Since I travel to my office on a 2-wheeler, I go to the temple and sing one kirtan and come to the office. I'm learning the kirtans of Purandara Dasa and Annamacharya, great Vagyekaras of the Sri Vaishnava Parampara and Madhva Parampara. And so I'm learning the Kirtanas through classical music, Maharaj. So it's like whatever I wanted, I learn on that particular day. I go on, and whatever best I can sing, I sing in front of the Lord. And I come to the office so that I will not have any problems up to the evening in the office.
Yes. Have you ever heard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before? Before you came to ISKCON, did you ever hear of Mahaprabhu there?
I have, Prabhu, I have. Like, I had the history, I have the one book called the Bhagavad Darshanam, in that the all incarnations of the Lord Krishna have been described, and in that we used to discuss it, actually. The Chaitanya Upanishad itself is there, which gives the activities and leelas of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. And in between, after, since I'm associated with ISKCON only since 4 or 5 years, so in that now I'm more deeply involved, Maharaj.
Yeah. Have you heard of the Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially I'm reading now Adilila, Maharaj.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Yes. That
recently,
is, that
I attended one class in Bangalore, actually, in one satsanga, Bangalore, ISKCON, in Seshadripuram. In Indiranagar, there was one devotee's house, there was some function, they had a Chaitanya Charitamrita class, actually, in 7th chapter.
Yes.
So, I mean, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's interaction with the Banaras Mayavadis.
Right.
That particular chapter, I remember.
Yes. You'll get the full story, knowledge from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Mahaprabhu. You'll get full knowledge. Not only
is, the
cream of the cream.
Especially
of the
I was, I was very much fascinated by two things, actually. One is from the my childhood. One is the Prahlada Kavacha by Prahlada Mukhamandita, Narasimha Kavacham by Brahmanda Purana. Next, second one is the Brahma Samhita.
Yes, yes.
And of course, and more than everything, the Shishtashtakam, Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
That is, so like, we are like unclean mirrors, where we are unable to see our true selves inside. Since the mirror is unclean, we are unable to find what we really are. I mean, this body is degradable, like we are not able to see in the mirror.
Yes.
So that mirror is being cleaned by the blessings and the mercy of the Maharajas like you and the Guru Parabra. And therefore, we are able to some extent, now it is still half clean only, Maharaj.
Yes.
So we are not able to see fully what we are.
That's
so once
the song
we
Kirtan.
Happen to see. Yeah.
Yes, by chanting together, by speaking together about Krishna,
everything
the mirror of the heart will become cleansed.
Hari, that's Hari.
That's the message.
There is one Kirtana, Maharaj, actually, I would like to share here. Yesterday, day before yesterday, I was learning this Kirtana by Purandara Dasa. Have you heard of Purandara Dasa?
Yes.
Purandara Dasa is believed to be the incarnation of Narada Muni. He wrote 5,20,000 Kirtanas on Krishna.
Yes.
So just, it is impossible to even to think of that 5,20,000 number for people like me.
Oh, yes.
Forget about reading them all. So like there is one Kirtana, he says, Rama Nama Payasakke Krishna Nama Sakkare Hari Namada Tupava Serisi Bhai Chaparisiro. He is calling all the devotees of his devotee friends and telling, I am going to give you a payasam. I am going to give you great payasam which nobody can prepare in this world. What is that payasam means? The payasam is the Rama Nama. It is the payasam is Rama Nama. For this, that sweet, I am adding the sugar is the Krishna Nama. And I am adding the key to that payasam. It is Narayana Nama. So the Narayana, for the payasam called Rama, I am adding sugar called Krishna and the ghee called Govinda or Narayana. So you mix all these things and eat, taste it on your tongue. It is marvelous and it is the most tastiest payasam in the world. That's what he says.
Ah, okay.
Hari, Hari. So and one more kitana. Recently I learned, Maharaj, like this is based on like. He says, Ramakrishnaru manage bandiharu bagilu tegeri, hosti loliruva rajava toledu bagilu tegeri. It means, Rama and Krishna both have come to your, the Rudaya Dwara, the temple of your heart, and waiting outside to get an entry into your heart. But what you are doing is, you have lot of dust in your heart door, temple of the heart door is closed, and you have lot of dust in front of the heart. And that dust is the Kama Krodha Lobha Moha Mada Matsarya. So you just clean out that dust using the broomstick. That broomstick is the guru. That's what he says. So he will clean away all the dust. Then Rama and Krishna will directly enter your. So just go and surrender to one guru. Then he will clean away all your sins. Then finally Rama and Krishna will come and sit inside you. That's what he says.
Yes. Our Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You heard of Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
I've heard.
Yes. It's called one Bhukti Mukti Spriha Pisachi Riddhi Vartate. That this desire for Bhukti and Mukti, this desire for enjoyment and liberation also. They are like witches that are sitting in the heart. Then when those witches are sitting in the heart, how you can expect Krishna to come there?
Yes.
Also eradicate all desire for enjoyment and all desire for liberation and take up this Shuddha Bhakti.
Yes.
Then Krishna will be happy to come.
Maharaj, actually I heard that Prabhupada once in a devotee's store, Prabhupada actually, how can we chant the pure name? Actually, the Maya is everywhere. Then Prabhupada said, where is Maya? Please show me where is Maya. I will kick, like something like that Prabhupada said, Maharaj.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
He could do that by hearing from Prabhupada. By hearing from Prabhupada, all Maya was kicked away. I know.
Yeah.
He was very strong. Sometimes he would be preaching.
Yeah.
He would be preaching. He was used to preach very powerful.
Very powerful.
Scientists.
Yes.
Very about the scientists especially.
Yes.
He told so many terrible things.
Yes. Yes, Maharaj. Not only Maharaj. Actually, he was whatever he's telling. That will enter into anyone's heart, Maharaj.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes.
Haribol.
He was always calling them rascals, the scientists.
Yes.
And that it was going deep into our mind.
Haribol.
People, what they are doing.
Yes. And Maharaj, that post-dated check thing, Maharaj, is quite enough.
He taught why you are trusting these scientists in the future. They're telling everything in the future.
Yes.
If I give you a post-dated blank check, and I will give you a post-dated check, and you tell me what is for so many dollars, and in the future you can get
200 years
cash back.
just
give me $1 million. I will give you a check, and you can cash it in the future.
Right. 500 years.
Will you do it?
Haribol. That is the one. Recently, I was reading one kirtana from Annamacharya. I think Sushant Prabhu will know Annamacharya.
Annamaya.
He is one. Annamaya, who is shortly called Annamaya, who is a devotee from the Hobilamata, the disciple of Vedanta Jayasika. He wrote around 32,000 kirtanas glorifying the Lord of Seven Hills, Venkatachalapati.
Mm-hmm.
So in that one of the kirtana, he says మనుజుడై పుట్టి మనుజునే సేవించి అనుదినమును దుఃఖమండు నేల అందరిలో పుట్టి అందరిలో చేరి అందరి రూపములు అటుతానై పుట్టిన జోటికే మరలి మనసు పెట్టి వడ్డీ లంపటము నీకెందుకు లైక్ దట్ మీన్స్ సో యుర్ బోర్న్ ఫ్రమ్ ద గర్భ ఆఫ్ యువర్ మదర్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ అగైన్ సర్చింగ్ ఫర్ ద గర్భ సుఖావన్లీ ఆర్ యు నాట్ అషేమ్డ్ దట్స్ వాట్ హి సేస్ మహారాజ్ ఐ బెగ్ యువర్ పార్డన్ ఇఫ్ ఐ మీన్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ లైక్ దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఐ లర్న్డ్ యెస్టర్డే దిస్ కీర్తన So he says, so you are born from the garbha of your mother, and you are again going in searching of the yoni sukha.
One of the prayer of this Shankaracharya, punarapi jannanam, punarapi maranam,
punarapi jannanam, punarapi jadare shayanam.
Yes.
Jadare shayanam.
So that is actually like the living entities, tendencies are like that. So that's why actually, Acharyas...
One more line to... Yeah.
Acharyas are merciful.
One more line to add to Sushan... One more line to add to your line is one more kirtana from Annamacharya. That is Nanati Baduku Natakamu. I think you know that, Sushant. It is like he's saying, what all we do is a drama, full of drama. Birth is certain and death is certain. Jatasya Maranam Dhruvam Jivo Brahmai Vanapraha. All born creatures has to die. And finally, the purpose of this Manushya Janma is to go back to the Godhead.
Yes.
But what you are doing is you are not doing this one properly. And again, you are falling into the yonis of other animals and again taking rebirth. So he is asking, Tegadu Papamu, Tiradu Punyamu, Nagi Nagi Kalamu Natakamu. It's meaning like, your punya account is not crediting and your papa account is not debiting. So fine. And in between the Kala, the lot of time is laughing at you.
Yes.
How many times this particular poor soul is taking birth and birth and birth and again? He's not making his balance sheet full and clearing his dues here by doing the Punya Karma.
That's why the Brahmana is called twice born.
Haribol, Haribol. Correct.
It's called twice born because first birth he takes from Semina.
Yes.
Seminal Hare birth.
Yes.
Then second Hare birth is what? What is the second birth of the Brahmin?
That is Upanayanam.
Diksha,
Upanayanam.
From Diksha, yes.
Samasrasanam. We call it
that means Diksha.
We call it as Samasrasanam.
So he has to take birth from the Guru. Now what does that mean?
Yes.
What does that mean? That has to take birth from Guru. How does he take birth from Guru? How is that another birth?
That is the seed of the Jnana will be put in.
No, that means means that in order to take second birth, it means that from the first birth, you have to die.
Yes.
You have to die to your first birth in order to take birth, second birth.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
You can't take a second birth if you're still living.
Yes.
If you're still living, what is the question of second birth?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So first birth, you have taken your first birth, then you must die to that.
Yes.
And then how do you die to that? What does that mean, to die to that first birth?
Yes.
All your connections to family,
yes,
duty,
will get cut.
This religion, even religion.
Yes.
You have to die. When you die, all those things, religion even, yes, is all given up.
Yes.
When you die, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Huh? When you die, you leave everything behind.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
So that kind of death is necessary before you can take birth again.
Yes.
But how does that happen with Guru?
Yes.
With Diksha?
Yes.
How does that happen?
Yes.
What is the death that is involved in taking Diksha? Do you know?
Yes. What is that, Mara?
What is it, death? Huh?
That is actually...
It cuts the connection of you with all your paraphernalia.
That's the death. But what is it that Guru is doing that we have to...
He will cut your connections with your paraphernalia. That's correct.
Do you die or does he kill you? How does it happen? What happens? Do you know?
Maharaj, he engages in the services so that, you know, our all material engagements are, you know, finished. So we are...
So he has two responsibilities.
Yes.
Guru has two responsibilities. One is to cut all attachments to this world, to kill all the attachments to this world, everything.
Yes.
Must be killed, die, like death.
Yes.
Die to live, Sridhar Maharaj should tell us.
Yes.
You have to die to this world in order to live in the other world. What is that difference between these two worlds?
Yes.
I explained it already. There's one is exploitation.
Yes.
And the other is dedication.
Yes.
How do you go from one world to the other?
Yes.
What is the process?
Yes.
Sharanagati.
Yes.
Sharanagati. That is.
Sharanagati. Surrender.
Yes. Maharaj.
There's a process. You can't go to that higher world without surrender to that world.
Very evil. There is one said, Maharaj.
What does the surrender mean? What does that surrender mean?
The complete surrender to the Lotus.
Whatever Guru, whatever Guru tells, you must do that.
Yes.
That you no longer have your own mind.
Yes.
That you are making some independent decisions like this and like that.
Yes.
That I give all my determination, all intelligence, all possessions, all energy, all honor, everything goes to Guru.
Yes.
Haribol, Haribol. That's your correct Prabhu.
Yes. A Guru has that high position for the disciple, the highest position like that of God.
Yes.
He worships Charya Mam Vijanayan, he worships Guru like as good as God. And whatever direction he gives the whole will over to the Guru. You tell me what I should do, what is my duty in life, and how I should conduct myself, and I want to follow completely at your service. At your request, I'm completely making myself available to submit to your request. That is Sharanagati. That is surrender.
Yes.
Anyone can say, I am surrendered to Krishna.
Yes.
And doing whatever is coming in their imagination.
Yes.
That's not surrender.
Hare.
That's not surrender.
Yes.
Only when we meet Guru,
yes,
Then, and Guru tells, do this, do that, don't do this, do that, like that. Then there's surrender.
Yes, ma'am.
Otherwise, not, otherwise discipline. It's just some
will be
mental concoction.
Yes.
Yes. Otherwise, mental concoction.
Yes.
I am surrendered to Krishna, I am this, I am that. Mm. But it's all coming from your imagination. What? And somebody, and you meet actual Guru, and he tells, no, don't do like that.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
And then you say, oh, no, 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 I have direct connection to Krishna. I need this. This is what Krishna wants, why I should listen to you.
Mm-hmm. No. Actually, Maharaj, actually...
It's very scientific. Vaishnava tradition is very scientific.
Yes, Maharaj.
Hmm? It's not it's not for fooling around. Yes. It's not for playing games. It's very serious.
Yes, yes, Maharaj. Hmm?
That how because no one you will find nowhere else
yes.
in any of the other religions. I think yes. you don't find this kind of complete submission to
yes.
Guru.
Yes, Maharaj.
As the realistic
yes.
approach, concrete
yes.
realistic approach
yes.
to surrender
yes.
and how to understand God. Because that world,
yes.
that, like I said, we have to develop. In order to enter that world, we have to have the consciousness for that world.
Yes.
I will not see that world until we have developed the consciousness of that world. That's what the back to Godhead means.
Yes.
That we have to have the consciousness
yes.
to go there.
Yes.
And that development of consciousness will not happen.
Yes. Without
until Sarva Dhammam Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. That Sharanam has to be there.
Yes.
Sharanam has to be there.
Yes.
Sharanam Sharanagati has to be there.
Yes.
And that comes through the grace of Guru. And only in the presence of Guru, through his disciplined
yes.
Connection with us.
Yes.
And that has to be very strictly followed.
Yes.
We cannot make some slight Maharaj, light actually, game out of that.
Once,
that, oh yes, I have Guru, and go about your own business and do what you like. Oh yes, yes, I have Guru, you know.
Yes. Maharaj, actually, once
it's not a family tradition. It's not just some tradition. It's not just popular thing to do. Oh yes, I have Guru too. You have Guru, very nice.
Yeah.
No, to take Guru is a very serious business, and it has a very we must take that in the proper spirit.
Yes,
in the proper understanding. If we want to get the result.
Yes.
Now the business today of Guru is that he takes anyone who comes. Says yes, yes, you can become disciple. Give me your money.
Prabhupada mentioned Maharaj actually. Like Guru Maharaj actually once was giving one talk, and then some Odia devotees Maharaj, they asked one question to Maharaj. What? How a disciple should actually serve Guru? Then Guru Maharaj said he should be a faithful servant. So actually, Guru Maharaj used this faithful word Maharaj actually. So this is very important, Maharaj. Actually, sometimes what happens, people wants to work like donkeys, Maharaj, and they think that they're doing great things, Maharaj. Like Maharaj, actually, they think they do some hard labor and, you know, they do break their heads, but they never surrender to Guru, Maharaj.
It's important. We must have faith,
yes.
Shraddha.
Yes.
Although Shraddha, it begins with faith. If we don't have faith in Guru, that here is a person who can give me,
yes.
who can deliver me,
yes.
Yes. Who is a person who can deliver me from this entanglement
yes.
of material existence
yes.
and bring me to that plane of dedication, of surrender, of service, the deeper, the dark region.
Yes.
Yes. Krishna means the dark lord.
Yes.
You know, Krishna means black.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Shukla yes. and Krishna, right? You have Shukla Paksha, Krishna
yeah,
Paksha.
Yeah. Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha.
So that Krishna is dark.
Yes.
Yes. The dark lord.
Yes.
So we don't know that dark lord means we don't know that side.
Yes.
That place that we don't know.
Yes.
That is unknown and unknowable.
Yes.
Unknown area, unknown gray area.
How to go into that world.
Yes. Yes.
It can't be done by our
yes.
Perceptual method.
Yes.
This perceptual method we use here in this world can't apply there.
Yes. Yes.
We have to go by another. We have to recognize that world
yes.
in a different way.
Yes.
We can enter into that world in a wholly different way.
Yes.
That's why you have to die to this whole conception of thinking even,
yes.
how seeing, all that has to be given up.
Yes.
When you die, all those things are negated.
Yes, yes.
Right? All you're seeing, everything is finished.
Yes. Yes.
But you aren't finished.
Yes.
Now who is that you?
That is the soul, that is actually the soul which is servant of Krishna Maharaj.
then how to understand it, where to, how to grasp it, that, and the scriptures are telling us that does exist.
Yes.
And that world does exist.
Yes.
And all these scriptures are written about that world only.
Yes.
And yet how are we to get there? How are we to apply ourselves to that? That all comes by the grace of Guru.
Yes.
And by the proper relationship with Guru. Don't take him as a fashion.
Yes.
We don't take Guru as a fashion. Yes, yes. Everybody has, and I'm doing the by following the fashion I'm also having.
Yes.
No, not like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So to first to find the real Guru, first to find the genuine person, and then to actually genuinely submit to that person.
Yes.
Not in a not merely in name.
Yes.
But in substance, not lip service,
yes,
but heart surrender.
Yes,
very difficult.
It comes.
Spiritual
it comes
life is
it,
very
Maharaj,
difficult.
The surrenderness also comes through the actually mercy of sadhus and you know guru actually, because this,
yes.
The surrenderness.
Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada.
Yes.
Yasya prasada nagati katopi.
Yes.
By the mercy of Krishna, we will get such guru.
Yes.
And by the mercy of guru, we will be able to get that real Krishna.
Yes.
Not this imagination
yes.
Krishna.
Yes.
The real Krishna was
well,
cannot be seen
yes.
by the mind, even by the mind.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The Sankhya philosophy
cannot be
tells,
perceived by the grass and shell.
Yeah. Sankhya philosophy tells that there are eight
yes.
Energies of the external energy.
Yes.
Bina Prakriti.
Yes.
Bhumir, Apanalo Vayu, Kamano,
yes.
Puradevacha,
yes.
Ahankara,
yes.
Iti Yame Bina Prakriti Ashtada.
Yes.
Earth, water,
yes.
fire, air, ether,
yes.
those are the gross
yes.
and the subtle elements.
Yes.
Manas, buddhi, ahankar,
yes.
Mind,
yes.
intelligence, ego.
Yes, Maharaj.
If you are remaining within that jurisdiction of those elements,
yes.
there's Maya,
yes.
there's the Bina Prakriti,
yes.
this separated energy.
Yes.
The external energy, then how you can by the mind, intelligence, how you can understand
yes.
this spiritual, you know, it's not possible.
Yes.
Even they must be given up.
Yes.
Huh?
yes.
So what do we go on? What is mm-hmm. the only what is left to us to do? What is left? That is called Shraddha.
Yes, Maharaj.
We can only go to that world with faith.
Yes.
The only thing left for us
yes.
with faith.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Maharaj.
Just like mother tells you, you ask your mother, who is my father? mother can tell you.
Yes.
Your father is so-and-so.
Yes.
And how do you know? You can't, how can you tell?
Faith.
Is it true or not?
Yes.
Only by faith in your mother.
Yes, Maharaj. Authority. That is humility, Maharaj. That is humility, Maharaj.
What else can we do?
Yes.
You know?
Mother is authority Maharaj, to tell which father. So that is humility, Maharaj. Guru Maharaj says accepting the authority is humility, Maharaj.
Yes. Then they will say, well, what about DNA test?
Yes, Maharaj.
This rascal scientist found it.
But even that is not perfect.
Yes.
Even from DNA, sometimes we cannot tell.
Yes.
There are so
match,
many.
Problem is that Maharaj.
The match may be there, but there is some percentage of error also.
Maharaj, even the father may not be present. He may be already left this world. So then, what they will do? Where they will search? That is the problem.
Mm.
They will break their head.
Sometimes faith is necessary. Just like you may never have been to Australia.
Yes.
Huh? But do you know Australia is there? How do you know?
Yes,
you heard about it.
Yes.
Yes. Like that. So faith is also a very powerful means
yes.
of knowing things.
Yes.
That will give us knowledge of things we cannot with things we cannot experience.
That is Shabda
Pramana. Yes, we can know the existence of those things even without having experienced them through faith. So faith is a very extensive means, the most extensive means we have for getting knowledge of those things that are beyond our limited range. So faith is not something that is unscientific. And also not
when faith is lost, you are lost.
Actually, any scientist, even
as long
when
as
we analyze very deeply into what they are saying, we will see at the root of their conceptions is a faith, a certain faith in
that's
something.
Correct.
They will have some axiom, they call it axiom, some initial presumption, Some initial assumption will be there,
yes,
and they are accepting that only on faith.
Yes.
Yeah, and based on that assumption, they do our developments.
And they build up the whole world of misconception based on that faith and that assumption. Build the whole world. Because who is to say that we can take the complex reality that we are confronted with?
Yes.
Who is to say that that is made of atoms? That is a postulation. It's called atomic theory of atoms, atomic theory.
Yes.
We postulate. It's only a postulation.
Yes.
It happened. You study the history. If you study the history of atomic theory, you'll see. That's only a postulation. What is it? What we never work with atoms. We work with so many liquids and solids and different things. And we think they are made of this and that and the other thing. And we may do so many analysis on the basis of that presumption.
Yes.
But really,
yeah, this
what
atomic
is it
theory actually when we go through this atomic theory, I remember one verse from Annamacharya Skriti. He calls Govinda as Paramanu Rupa Pratpara. Means he says your Chaitanya is there in every atom.
Yes.
So Annamaya himself says that Lord, yeah, Paramanu Rupa, Paramayogi Jana Bhagadeya, Paramanu Rupa, Paratpara, Paramatma, Shri Tiru Venkatagiri Deva, that's what he says.
Paramayogi Jana Bhagadeya. That theory is also there in the scripture, eh? Paramanu.
Yeah, it's there. Paramanu Rupa, Paratpara, that's what
it says. That is only one way of looking at the world. Whether it is really there like that,
yes.
We don't know.
Yes.
That is only our way of analyzing it, the finite way of looking at it. Actually, what is there is not Paramanu, it's actually Paramatma.
Yes.
Maharaj,
actually, our Prabhuji is telling about this Annamaya Maharaj. So Annamaya actually is actually sword, incarnation of sword of Lord Vishnu. So
Nandakar.
Yes. So actually, Maharaj, scientists understand everything in terms of, atoms and, something like that. So so how can they understand, Maharaj, these higher things, Maharaj?
So we have to explain.
Language problem.
Then, the question comes, what is that Paramanu?
Yes.
What is that atom?
Yes.
We call it matter.
Yes.
We call it matter.
Yes.
But what is it?
Yes.
Yes. To understand what they stop at the atom, but they don't ask what is the atom.
Yes.
They analyze everything down to the atom. Then when you ask them, all right, what is that atom? Then they stop. They don't answer anything else.
Yes.
That elementary particle.
Yes.
Then they can't go beyond that. What is that? No, I don't know.
Yes.
I can't say.
Yes.
So that we call unconsciousness.
Yes.
Once Prabhupada told me. In one letter he told me, he said, matter is the symbol of undeveloped consciousness.
Yes.
What is undeveloped in us,
yes,
that we are confronting, that is what is undeveloped, what we are confronting and calling matter, that is only what is undeveloped in our consciousness.
Yes.
It's undeveloped consciousness. So it has its existence in the sense that it's an undeveloped, is the undeveloped stage of consciousness. That definitely exists, and that is called Maya.
Yes.
But when our consciousness is fully developed, then we don't see matter. We won't see matter anymore.
Yes.
You'll see everything is spirit.
Yes.
And that world of what's called Chit Shakti. Chit Shakti means the world of consciousness.
Yes.
Everything is made of Chintamani. Chintamani, chinta. What is that chinta?
Is.
That's chaita. Chaitanya. Chintamani is chaitya.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching that chaitya world.
Yes.
That chinta, that world that is made of conscious gems, self-effulgent. So that world is different from the world in which we are confronted with undeveloped consciousness. Understand?
Yes.
All these things we have to learn what we are talking about when we say atom and this, that, and the other thing. What is it? People don't know.
Yes,
when they say matter, what is matter?
Yes.
And the most important thing is to understand the proper meaning of Guru Tattva. The most important principle for the jiva, the living entity in this world, they don't understand what is Guru Tattva properly. And even those who are very well versed in all the tradition of Indian religion, they don't really understand that. What is the meaning of guru?
Yes.
What is the serious implication, the serious role he has to play in our lives? It is not understood.
Yes. Maharaj, actually, they take, like, you know, in past, actually, we have a Gurukula, so we have a system, Maharaj. But actually, now, due course of time, that is lost, and that's why respect to, they take it like mundane sense, because everything is taken in a mundane direction, Maharaj. They copy it from the scriptures, but you cannot do the copy like that. Mm-hmm. You have to get the, authorization from the authorities.
Yes.
Then you can do something. But actually, they tried the system. Even I see this Western system, Maharaj. This is just like they copied it, without having authority.
Yes, and we see that in computer so much. Yes. They have computer gurus.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
There's a guru of C language. Yes. And so many things. They
even management guru, they actually.
Yes, they're calling like that.
Yes, that is what actually.
But they don't
listen. They call it system of education.
Yes.
But they have no idea of Guru Tattva, real Guru Tattva. What is the meaning? What is the very serious and ultimate meaning of that? I know that was lacking.
Baladev is not so easy to understand, Maharaj.
Huh?
Baladev is not so easy to understand. You have to understand Baladev. Actually, you cannot understand.
And Baladev is only the lower half.
Yes.
Of it.
Yes.
Of Guru.
Yes.
The other half is Radharani, the higher half.
Yes, Maharaj. Yes.
Radharani, there's a line of Guru Tattva that comes from Radharani.
Yes, Maharaj.
And one for Baladev.
Yes. Yes, Maharaj.
So much to understand.
Yes, Maharaj.
Now, one has to search out a real guru and then become a real disciple.
Yes, Maharaj.
They're very rare to find.
Yes, Maharaj.
That combination.
Yes, Maharaj.
Combination of real guru and real disciple.
Yes.
That will be the major event in our life.
Yes.
And then those two come in touch.
Yes, Maharaj. Actually, Gurugind Maharaj always used to say, when we call of, guru, who is authorized guru, we also call, good disciple. If you see that, the disciple, if one accept guru for just kind of, professional or some kind of, recognition or something like that. That is not proper.
Yeah.
A disciple means who is completely, disciplined.
Yes.
So, under strict discipline is disciple, he is to say, Maharaj.
Yes, yes. Anyhow, so these things are important to learn, to know, and to learn.
Yes.
So, that will be the success of our life, really, when we have the proper connection and are engaged in the proper mood of that connection.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's what we want to work for.
Yes, Maharaj.
In our life.
Yes.
Anyhow, so we have genuine guru and Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sripad Maharaj.
Yes.
We can follow their direction, and what we have to honestly and sincerely do that, and then we will get the result. We have our faith in them, and we think, and we are know that we can, by following their direction, we can get the proper result.
Yes.
But we have to understand how to follow that direction. That's our job. Try to understand properly.
Yes.
Don't make some concoction.
Yes.
Yes. Try to properly understand.
Yes.
And develop that genuine humility and honesty and sincerity.
Yes.
One poet, I don't remember his name, maybe Wordsworth, but he said, heart within and God overhead. Heart within and God overhead. We have to move in this world with heart within and God overhead. Means with sincerity and with that knowledge that God is that God is directing us. And for us, the higher conception of God is not just a conception, a vague conception, but a very concrete conception. And that God speaks to us through Gurudev.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're in a better position than simply God. We have Guru is more higher conception, more definite conception of what is God's will and what is surrender. That's the main thing. Mm-hmm. Anyone can say, I'm surrendered to God, but to surrender to Guru, who is there right in front of you saying, oh, you are surrendered to me?
Yes.
Then you can surrender, you see?
Yes. Mara Saksat Haritveno is that, you know, that he's the, you know, manifestation of Lord Hari. The meaning.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Samasta Shastri.
Yes.
All the scriptures declare that.
Yes.
Very nice, actually.
Now you are being withdrawn from your material conception. That is, has to be
I'll
negated.
Be stolen,
you have to be
I'll
died,
be stolen,
die to that, and then go to the, live in the other world, live in the dark world, or the world of faith and the world of service.
Maharaj, actually, we are very much thankful that, you know, you blessed us with so much of, you know, association. We
could... So much of, it's not one or two drops, it's many drops now.
Maharaj.
I mean, it's like...
All right, I better stop. I better stop now before you drown.
Maharaj, actually, our Anantaram Prabhu is saying that, you know, actually some devotees, I don't know, they may be devotees, but there are some Manipuri dancers are coming to his university. So University of Puerto Rico. So I given him Ajit Prabhu's address. So he wrote a mail to our Ajit Prabhu just now. He sent that, you know, that whether they are, you know, having any connection with our Ranganiketan and all, so that he can help them, and then he can, you know, because he's a devotee there, so he can help them. He sent a mail.
Very nice.
Yes.
All right. Then I think I'm going
yes.
to stop.
Yes.
Now it's
yes,
getting late.
Yes, thank you very much, Maharaj. Dandavat Pranam, Maharaj.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I'm very happy
Dandavad
to have your company, Manjunath. Yes.
Hare
yes.
Bol, Hare Bol. I mean, pleasure is mine, and blessed am I to
yes.
have Noble Association of Maharaj for for the last 2 hours. And I think I'll upgrade my hard disk tomorrow and to receive more. I'll definitely do that. I mean, with a lot of my sincerity being updated and so bhakti being enlarged. That's what I can say.
Glories to Srila
Prabhupada.
Jai Sri Bhakti Madhav Puri Maharaj ki jai. Guru Maharaj ki jai.
Prabhupada
ki jai. Jai Krishna.
Hare